views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Charlene Hess Show, living on your heart's edge on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In each episode, Charlene empowers you to shed the layers of your ego that hold you back and to connect more deeply to your true self. You will hear real, raw, and inspiring stories of people just like you who are letting go of fear to follow their heart's calling. Finally, the inspiration you've been waiting for to step out of fear and into your knowing. Get ready to feel empowered to live from your heart and follow that dream inside of you. Discover how to live on your heart's edge. The world is waiting for you to shine your light and share your gift. Now here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. I am so excited for today's show because we're talking about gratitude. And every time that I talk about gratitude, every time that I take a moment to sit and feel gratitude, my entire vibrational energy shifts in such a way that I feel giddy inside. I feel like this little kid. I'm all excited. And it's amazing to me how that can happen every single time. No matter where I'm at, no matter what life experience I'm having, if I shift into gratitude, everything changes for me. And so that's what I'm here to talk about today. And I thought perfect timing because it's just before Thanksgiving and just before the holidays. And Thanksgiving has always been one of my favorite holidays because it really is just about being thankful. And as we're getting ready to come into this time, this season where things get a little bit crazy and hectic, specifically with Christmas, it's easy to get lost in the hustle and the bustle and to forget how to be thankful and to become overwhelmed. And that happens to us all the time in many different ways of our lives. And I think starting off the holiday season in Thanksgiving is the really best way to stay in gratitude. If we just take that experience and we spread it through the holidays, that experience of thankfulness, of being in gratitude, I think it can change and shift things for us in a really amazing way. As I was preparing for the show today, I decided to look up different quotes on gratitude. I've heard so many of them throughout my life and different ones have stuck in my mind and I often forget, well, who is it that said that? And so today I decided to look up quotes and I'm going to be sharing them with you. This is one of my favorite one. It says, "Let us rise up and be thankful, for if we didn't learn a lot today, at least we learned a little. And if we didn't learn a little, at least we didn't get sick. And if we got sick, at least we didn't die. Let us all be thankful." That's a quote from Buddha. The reason that I really like that one is because in my experience, when I am resonating and vibing with gratitude, I have come across people who say, well, you have a lot to be thankful for, but I don't. And I think that we can get caught up in that trap. If we are going through a really hard time, if there's something that we're struggling with, or there's something, a huge life experience that we're dealing with that's hard and overwhelming. Yes, it's absolutely important to process those feelings and to acknowledge when we are in a place of grief or acknowledge when we are in a place of sadness or illness or overwhelm. And those feelings that are coming up because they are leaving right there. Things are coming up, we're feeling them and experiencing them because they're on their way out. And if we allow that to go through us and that leaves us, then we have this openness and this spaciousness for us to now be able to look at and see the sunshine that may be hiding behind the clouds. And that's a lot of what it is that I do in my coaching is, yes, we need to process the emotions of where we're at. We need to acknowledge when we are in a dark time, when we are faced with our shadow, when we are in a place of, like I said, overwhelm or disconnect or loneliness. It's important to allow those feelings to pass through. And then once those have processed, they're gone, we're able to have a much clearer vision to start claiming the truth of who we are. And the best way doing that is to tap into gratitude. So today I'm going to be sharing stories about gratitude and about how things in life can happen for us exactly how we want them to and in perfect timing, even when it seems like we're against all odds, when we shift our energy into gratitude. And I would love to hear stories from you. I am sure that as we're going through and we're talking about gratitude, those of you out there who are listening are going to have a recollection of, oh yeah, that's right. I remember when I was in this place of gratitude and fill in the blank. And I would love to hear what your story is. I would love to have you call in today and share with me any story. You can share with me, hey, Charlene, I just wanted to call in and say, I'm thankful for this. Yes, please do so. Call in, let me hear from you. Or if you have a story that you want to share of a time that things didn't seem like they were going to work out in your favor, you shifted to gratitude and started to be thankful for the things that you did have, and then everything flipped. I would love to hear those stories too. So I'm going to give you the number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Would love to have you call in and share with me any stories that you have about gratitude. So I'm going to go ahead and open the lines right now for people to call in. And again, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Would love to hear from you to share in this gratitude love fest. It looks like we have our first caller, Gwen Orweller from Seattle. Welcome, Gwen.
Hi, Charlene. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. We talked the other day, and I was so inspired by all of your stories that you were sharing with me of the amazing things that shifted and happened in your life when you shifted into gratitude. And I know that you are definitely a practicer of gratitude.
Absolutely.
A practitioner of gratitude. What story would you like to share with us today?
Well, when we were talking the other day, as what happens with gratitude, first I just want to say thank you for, you know, inviting me onto your call. This is pretty exciting. But as we were talking, what I realized is that when you focus on gratitude, then more and more and more stories about being grateful keep popping up.
Yes.
And so after we hung up from talking, I kept finding more and more. But the ones that really kind of stand out for me are when I start to get grumpy and feel like things aren't going the way that I would like them to. I go back to when I was a single mother. I had two young daughters, and I was on public assistance, and it was a bit of a struggle. And I remember two particular times. One, I was feeding my daughters breakfast, and we just didn't have much of anything. And we had toast and, I believe, cinnamon that morning, and which was kind of a treat. And and I didn't know where the rest of the, I didn't know where food was coming from that point forward. It was a pretty rough time. And so I went to work, took the kids to daycare. And when I got home, my friend who was probably still is a Mormon, and she had gone to the Mormon Deseret industry, the welfare system that they have within the Mormon church. And she knew where my key was hidden at my duplex, and she let herself in and filled all of my cupboards, and all over the counter were food, canned food, fresh, you know, vegetables and fruit and vegetables. And it was like, wow, because I really did not feel like I had any idea where food was coming from. And it just appeared magically. And I had known that something would happen, because it always has, but I didn't realize it was going to be, you know, such a wealth of, you know, the ability to feed my kids. It was really a core, a core gratitude. And then a couple of years later, a very similar thing happened that we were also just right. I was in college at the time. And so I was trying really hard to make ends meet and get through. I'm a first generation college student. So being in college was a pretty big deal for me. My parents had to drop out of school in the eighth grade. And so this was a big deal. But it was getting harder and harder to, you know, make ends meet while I was in school. And so another morning, very similar, that I had, I believe, hot dog buns that I toasted for the girls and maybe some jam. And I got a phone call from my ex-husband's biological dad. And he said that his wife had been recovering from cancer, and she wasn't eating red meat anymore, and they had meat in the freezer that she wasn't going to eat anymore, and wanted to know if we wanted it. And so I was like, well, yes, that would be amazing. And so they loaded up their car and they came over, and they had the meat. Plus, they had vegetables and fruit and boxes full of things. And he even left a $20 bill on my windowsill for gas.
How wonderful.
And what I learned from those messages, I mean, I've had many when I start looking at them. But when I think back to those messages, that we think that things should fall in place the way we want them. And in the time frame we want them.
Right.
And if we're just grateful, things show up magically.
Absolutely.
So those are the things I started thinking about. And there's a lot more, but those are the two that really stand out for me. And so I just really appreciate you doing the show and bringing people on to share their stories and to really focus on gratitude. I think it's so important.
Oh, those are wonderful stories, Gwen. Thank you so much for sharing. And you know, you brought up a really good point, is that sometimes when we are in dire straits, I can imagine as a single mother, not having enough food for your children, doing what you can to go to school so that you can get an education, so that you can make a change in the life of your family. And it'd be really easy to stay in the victim mentality. It would be really easy to stay in the woe is me, my life is terrible, what am I going to do? But I love how you stayed in gratitude, you stayed in optimism, and you knew, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. And then it shows up. That's absolutely incredible. I love that story. That is so inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We're going
to
take...
Well, thank you for giving me the platform to share it.
My pleasure. And I'd love to have you on again. Gwen is an amazing, amazing coach and EFT practitioner that I'd love to hear more about some of the amazing things that you're doing and how you are helping other people. So as we go to break, I'm going to give you this quote here. There are two kinds of gratitude, the sudden kind we feel for what we take and the larger kind we feel for what we give. Edwin Arlington Robinson. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And I want to hear more stories from you about how living in gratitude has changed your life. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, Navigating Through Life's Transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. next.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. And today we are talking about gratitude, how when we stay in gratitude, our lives can change. Here is a wonderful quote from Willie Nelson. When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. That I've had that experience myself as well. And today's show, we're just taking callers and I want to hear your story about how gratitude has affected your life, how staying in gratitude has changed things for you or what you have learned about it. So if you would, please call in today at 1-800-930-2819. And we have our next caller, and I know who this caller is. This is Lorna Smith. She's calling in from Sausalito, California. Welcome to the show, Lorna. Thanks for calling in. Lorna, are you there? It sounds like we have a bad connection, Carter. We'll have to come back. Okay, we'll have to come back to Lorna. And it looks like I have another call waiting. Suze Alexander from California. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to introduce all of you to Suze. Suze, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, thank you for calling in. Yes. Oh, this is Lorna, isn't it? Okay, we switched back to Lorna. Okay. Hi, Lorna. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Charlene. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for doing this topic today. It's perfect.
Isn't it a great topic?
Yes, because I've actually learned to live in gratitude every day of my life since a big change and transition happened a few years ago. So, yeah, I wanted to share that.
Please share.
Well, you know my story, but, you know, I left a 32-year marriage 3 years ago. And at that time, I was just in such desperate heartbreak and just thinking, how could this happen? And this isn't what I had planned and everything. And in my spiritual development and personal growth, you know, I've come to realize that everything in my life has happened exactly as it was meant to happen.
Yes.
And then I started thinking, you know, because I was like, why did my 32-year marriage fall apart? Why was I with this person for 32 years if I wasn't supposed to be? Well, now that I learned, it's like I was supposed to be married to him for 32 years, and now I'm supposed to not be married to him anymore. And that's part of my gratitude, is that as I've learned that everything is meant to happen, as it happens, I started thinking, what would happen if I choose to see the beauty in the fact that I had chosen to be with people who choose something over me, that I chose to be with people in my life who I felt second to, mm-hmm. and in which I continually tried to prove myself and my perfectionism and relationships, and like I was worthy of their love. And what if I chose to be thankful for every single relationship, every fear, mm-hmm. every pain, every heartache? And through it, when I started to just be grateful for everything that happened in my life, because I understood that it was meant to be that way, mm-hmm. all this resentment and blame and anger just began falling away. Oh. And instead of feeling like a victim, I began to feel empowered. And I started to see that I had chosen each scenario because it was so perfect for my growth. Yes. I chose people and situations that would demean me. And I chose bullies in my life because that was who I was being to myself. I was being a bully to myself. That's what I was doing to me, and my life was just a mirror of how I really felt about myself. So it was showing me what I needed to work on for my own growth. And once I began to see that it was all a choice, mm-hmm. and it wasn't because I deserved to be treated like that or that right. I deserved to be punished, then I saw that everyone in my life is love and guidance. Mm-hmm. This was such a huge thing for me, because once I could look back and see all the terrible things that happened as actual loving guidance, I was so grateful for them.
Right, right.
And even now, like in my work life, like I no longer choose people to work for that have that familiar feeling of treating me badly.
Yes.
But so even in my work life, like I don't gravitate towards that anymore. But when I did, even just like a year ago, I did. When a boss uh-huh. would treat me disrespectfully, instead of crawling back into my little hole, I thought, thank you so much. What are you here to teach me? How wow. are you here to help me grow? And bam, the energy in the room just would change. It would shift. Wow. And suddenly, the same old game wasn't being played, and everything started feeling lighter and like it was on purpose. I started yeah. looking at people in my life that were treating me badly. Ah, they're treating me badly on purpose. What am I supposed to learn from that? And it turns out that situations like that kept happening to allow me to practice speaking up for myself and standing in my truth. And it's right. all perspective for me.
Right. You were able to
so
see
the experience. Gift. Oh, go ahead.
You were able to see the gift in it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And through these experiences, I learned to express myself with intent and, mm-hmm. and with the expectation that love would be there, and not from smallness or not from a place of like victimization, but from a place of empowerment and truth and love and respect for each person's journey. Because now I see right. that whoever treats you disrespectfully, it's not about you, it's about them.
Right.
And even those who bullied me, it was about, you know, their own path that they're on. And as long as I had gratitude for what I can see in the relationship, it brought me to a place, a space of me being able to trust the journey and to love myself, because everything is put in front of me for my highest good, I believe,
absolutely.
And for our highest good.
You touched on some really great stuff, Lorna. There's so much. The depth of gratitude is so big. And it's so much more than just shifting your energy where you say, okay, well, I'm going to feel thankful now. I'm going to be thankful for this. And then just kind of like surfacely changing the vibration of what you're feeling, because it is, it has a much higher vibrational frequency, gratitude does, than distaste or the part that you touched on that is, oh man, we could do a whole show just on that, is when we get stuck in a victim mentality. It is like the mm-hmm. vibrational frequency is so low, and it is so devastating to our energy and the energy of everyone around us when we slipped into this victim mode of everything is happening to me. These terrible things yeah. are happening to me. And like when I started the show originally and it was talking about how there's so many ways that we can stay in gratitude even when our life is in chaos. And here you were in an abusive marriage, you were in an abusive work situation, and you were able to shift the whole energy of it. And by being in gratitude, see that all of those things that happened to you were life lessons that were a gift for you to shift so that you can be in the empowered place that you are in now. And 32 years is a really long time. And so those of you listeners that are out there and thinking, you know, I can't be thankful because I'm in this scenario or I'm in this situation. Gosh, Lorna's, you know, share that she just did, if that doesn't inspire you, because it is absolutely true that no matter what circumstance that you're in, no matter what kind of job situation you're in, if you're in an unhappy marriage, even if you're suffering and dealing with grief, loss, death, there's always a way to look at what's you are experiencing in your life and understand that everything that is happening for you. It is not happening. Yeah. That is
I was just going to say that things, I don't think things happen to me anymore. I think everything happens for me. And, you know, you mentioned grief. And one of the things I am so grateful for is I'm at a place right now where I'm able to be grateful for the pain, the heartbreak, and the grief. Because sitting with that, sitting with the pain and the heartbreak, you mentioned at the start of the show how anything you feel like that is coming up to be seen and to be released, right? So I started realizing that, and I started welcoming and embracing the grief of losing my 32-year marriage and grief of losing the love and the grief of loneliness. And it's been 3 years now, and even though I love myself now and I never did before, I feel lonely. But I sit with that loneliness because the loneliness is there to be seen. And so is the grief. And so is the heartache. And so is the pain. And it's coming up to be released. And some of the greatest joys in my life have happened after I have sat in the pain. It just makes this room for love. Love is what's underneath it.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much for sharing. We're going to have to go to a break again. I could talk to you forever. I'm going to have you back and we'll just have to do a whole show. I'd love to hear you share. Oh, there's just, you've had such an amazing life, Lorna, and I love that you called in. So thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. So the quote that I'm going to share before we go on to break is very much in alignment with what Lorna just shared. It says, "The more grateful I am, the more beauty I see." Mary Davis, that's absolute truth. The more grateful I am, the more beauty I see, because beauty is all around us, no matter where you're at. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Welcome back to the Charlene Hess Show. Today we are talking about gratitude. Here is an amazing quote that I absolutely love. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. That's Melody Beattie. I love that one. Gratitude can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. I've definitely had that experience in my life of when shifting into gratitude, everything in my life changes. And it really is a perspective. You know, it was really wonderful getting to hear from Gwen and her experience of being in poverty and staying in gratitude, staying in that high vibrational frequency, and things just magically showing up. And with Lorna sharing her experience of being in a really, being in a place where she was able to flip all of the things that were happening to her in her life that were negative into life lessons of growth and expansion, of how it was able to completely change the way that she looks at things, and realizing that everything that happens, happens for us. It does not happen to us. So we're taking callers today, and I'd love to have you call in and share your story of anything that you want to share about gratitude in your life. It looks like we've got two callers on hold right now. Our next caller that I'm going to take is Suze Alexandra, who's calling in from California. I'm so excited to introduce you all to Suze. Suze, are you there?
I'm here, Charlene.
Hello, my beautiful friend. Thank you for calling in. I'm so excited to hear your story. Like, I want to have you on the radio show just to share your story because you have such an amazing life. Suze is the amazing artist who did my soul print when I went to California, and I got an opportunity to get to know Suze and the amazing life that she has had. Oh my goodness, so many stories. I can't wait to hear what you're going to share, though, about gratitude. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Charlene. First of all, I am so grateful for you. You have no idea what a blessing you are in my life. And I love you to bits and pieces. And I am grateful, grateful for you in my life. That's first off. True. So I was kind of thinking, what do I want to share? And I have this great little story that happened way before Phoenix, my son, was born, and he's 25. So I'm going to guess about 30 years ago. I was really depressed and actually contemplating suicide. And I was at the market. And I was walking through the market kind of in a daze, in a, my own, wallowing in my own victim self-pity, and not putting that down in any way, just saying that that's really where I was. Mm-hmm. And oblivious to the world, basically. And there was this little, tiny, tiny, frail, older woman who had a helper who was pushing her cart for her through the store. And this little old woman stopped me in the aisle and literally stopped me, stepped in front of me and stopped me. And she said, "You look so sad." And I said, I was taken, you know, off balance. And I'm like, "Yeah, I am." And she reached in her purse and she goes, "I have something for you." And she brought out brownies. She had a bag of brownies.
Okay.
And said, "No, this is huge in my life." And she said, "These brownies are going to make you feel better." And she handed me the recipe for her brownies. And the point of this story is that I walked out of that store with a huge smile on my face. Mm-hmm. And she changed my life. Wow. Not knowing she did. I didn't get her name. I've never seen her since. This woman changed my life. Mm. Because she saw me and she cared.
Yes.
And I made a decision right then and there. I made a decision that I would be that. That I would find somebody every day, and I still do. Find somebody every day to put a smile on their face, authentically, genuinely, truly seek people out to shift their day. And so this woman taught me gratitude.
That's amazing.
I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody, but it makes a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. It's like the action. The action of gratitude, because, you know, and that brings up a really great point, Suze, is because gratitude, when you are in gratitude, when you are living gratitude and experiencing a life with gratitude, there is an action that happens too. It's not just a feeling, this thing that we feel. And I love what you brought up, because what you're talking about is gratitude in action, which I'm so glad that you brought this up. I couldn't have planned this better. Because what I want to do is I am presenting all of you out there with a challenge. I'm going to take the challenge myself. And here's the challenge. I did a little bit of an announcement of this on my social media, my Facebook and my Instagram. So the challenge is, for the next 21 days, please go on your social media and post something that you are grateful for, a gratitude. Just some sort of gratitude that you have for the next 21 days, every day, and watch what happens. Watch how your life shifts. Watch who you touch and how the energy changes with the people that read your post. If we flood our social media with gratitude, with things that we're thankful for, and it's perfect timing because we're getting into Thanksgiving, right? And so people are already kind of starting to feel a little bit more about, you know, feeling a little bit more into their gratitude, feeling more thankful. But the second part of the challenge, which you brought up, Suze, with your awesome story, is for the next 21 days, in addition to sharing your gratitude, here's the little surprise I mentioned earlier. Tell somebody something that you are thankful for about them. So whether it be a thank you or what Suze did, where you go and you show somebody that you are grateful for them, show them that you care. Be gratitude in action. For the next 21 days, every day, do something where you can do like this wonderful woman did for Suze when you were down in the dumps and this woman just looked at you, saw you, and gave you something so simple that changed your life. Would you guys participate?
Yeah, and Charlene, are you there?
Yes.
So on that note, I would just like to add that, you know, it doesn't have to be always we think of being in gratitude as being something huge, and it really doesn't have to be anything huge. Like, gratitude is my jam. That's you know, from that day forward, and then you know I had my brain surgeries and all of that. Gratitude to me is the guaranteed, like it's a guaranteed way of seeing things differently and absolutely changing your life in any given moment, any given moment. Mm-hmm. There's never a time that you can't shift your perspective into gratitude and it changes everything.
You know,
and it doesn't have to be huge.
Right. And you know, to hear you say that, Suze, I mean, anybody can hear you say that and go, oh yeah, but me knowing you and knowing your story and knowing that you lived with the reality that you could die at any minute, you know, in between your brain surgeries, and knowing that you could be leaving your son behind, at, you know, as a single parent, just that touches my heart so deeply to know that you in that, you can come from that place, you can live in that place, and that you know, and you were already living in gratitude, even though you knew you could die at any minute, you were still staying in gratitude. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to have you call in, because again, I just want to reiterate, it doesn't matter where you're at in your life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You can tap into gratitude and change your life and change your circumstances and affect people around you. Because even if you are going to die, you can still have gratitude and you can leave a legacy of gratitude. Death doesn't have to be the end. It's what you leave in your legacy. So I'm so grateful for you, Suze.
And I love you. And, you know, Charlene, with the knowing, I think knowing that you might die is a gift because you appreciate everything.
Yeah.
You know, and so for me, when I was going through that, that was the biggest lesson. I mean, that was, you know, so something that looks really horrible, brain aneurysms and brain surgeries and afraid of dying and all that nightmare, was a gift. That was a gift. That was a probably the biggest lesson in gratitude I've ever had. But I really got to see how I knew that I would go to bed and might not wake up, how it was so hugely important to me to be grateful for everybody and everything.
Yeah.
And if we could learn how to live like that, holy moly, what would that look like?
Right. Let's find out.
Right.
Let's find out. Yeah. Let's put that challenge out there. Let's find out. What would it look like if you could live every day like it was your last? Like you could not wake up tomorrow. What would you be thankful for? What would you be grateful? Who would you call? Who would you say, I want to tell you how thankful and grateful I am for you? Or what would you realize of all the blessings in your life? Stop counting the and all of the crap that's happening to you as what you're paying your focus to, and look at the things that are amazing. I guarantee if you look, you will find them. Oh, thank you so much for calling. We have to take another break. I'm so thankful that you called in, Suze, and I so appreciate you.
I love you.
And being in gratitude.
I appreciate you. I love you, and I'm grateful for you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you, too. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're going to take another quick break, and we will be back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga.
tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge. And I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. And today we're talking about gratitude. I'm having so much fun. I'm so inspired. I almost wanted to cry listening to Suze's share because I know her and I know her story. And we've had two other callers that called in and they were going to share. And then they said, oh, wait, never mind. The last person stole my idea. Or they said the same thing that I was going to say. So I'm not going to share. And I think that's so funny because we all have something to share and we all have different stories and we all have things that have happened to our lives, or we all have our own way of experiencing gratitude. And everyone is valid and every single one is important. And if you are inspired to call in and you're like, oh, wait, that person said what I was going to say. Well, so what? You say it too, reiterate it. Everybody wants to hear and needs to hear your voice of how you have experienced gratitude in your life. One of the things that came up for me of why, Suze's share was so moving for me is because I remember as a parent of young children and having that experience of, I wanted my kids to go with me to serve food to the homeless during Thanksgiving. And they were younger, early adolescents, and they were like, oh, we don't want to do that. That's so boring. That's so lame. You know how, preteens can be. And I just was like, just shocked. Like, why would you not want to do that? And I had this realization that I grew up in poverty. And so, it was nothing for us when I was a kid. I'm the youngest of 13 children. My dad was a contractor. My mom stayed at home. My dad was a gambler. So sometimes we'd have money, sometimes we didn't. And sometimes we had food and sometimes we didn't. There were many a days that we would go dumpster diving. We would go to the grocery store and the littler kids would be the ones that would climb up and get in the dumpster and pull out the different canned goods that didn't have labels on them. And I remember like getting home and being like, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? Because the can didn't have a label. Maybe it's peaches. Maybe it's green beans. Maybe it's who knows? And so I truly have gratitude from a place of growing up in poverty and really understanding what it means to suffer. And I think that deepens my experience of gratitude. And I know that like a lot of the different callers that called in, they definitely understand gratitude on a deep level because of various different things. Gwen with being in poverty, Lorna in her really unhealthy, dysfunctional marriage of abuse, Suze with her life illnesses, with almost dying and
it's just amazing how the different things that happen in our lives can create gratitude. We've just got a few minutes left, and I do have one more caller on hold that I'm really excited to bring on. We've got Tanya Storm from Bellingham, Washington. Tanya, I would love to hear from you and hear anything that you want to share as we're wrapping up the show about gratitude and how gratitude shows up in your life.
Hey, Charlene.
Hi, thanks for calling in.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yay, okay. Hi. I'm just going to jump on the Charlene Love bandwagon and say I'm really grateful for you as well. You're such a positive, loving presence in this world. And so grateful for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you had those quotes at the beginning, and so I had a quote that stuck out in my mind, and it actually is very similar to what Suze was talking about, but it just basically says that where did it go? I lost it. Hang on. Oh, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. Credit to William Arthur Ward for that one. But yeah, like
I just noticed it just shifts
someone's total energy when you say to them, you know, wow, I'm really grateful for you, or I'm really grateful for this thing you did, or this place you hold in my life. Or I saw that thing you did and it made that person feel so good. And it's a two-way street. So when you give that gratitude to someone, suddenly they're grateful for you. And it's just like this incredible, beautiful feedback loop of gratefulness. And so I just love that. So don't hold that stuff in. Share that gratitude out there. Just your challenge is perfect for that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up again, because I do want to reiterate that. I do want to invite all of you that are listening and share it with your friends. Ask your friends to participate with you. So a 21-day gratitude challenge, and I don't even want to call it a challenge, because a challenge, you know, implies that it's something hard. So let's change the word. So it's not a challenge. It's a 21-day gratitude exercise. How about that? So 21-day gratitude exercise. Taking the word challenge out of it, because there's nothing challenging about being thankful and sharing your gratitude. So post on social media, whatever your device is, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, post something that you are grateful for every day for the next 21 days. I am thankful for, or I am grateful for. Additionally, let's add a little bonus exercise. And for the next 21 days, tell someone something that you are grateful for about them. Even if it's a stranger on the street, even if it's somebody you haven't talked to in years, but they pop up in your mind. And just like Tanya said, when you read that quote, that was such a great quote. Tanya, will you read that to me again?
Sure. Let me get it back up here. It is, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it.
Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. Oh, I love that. So let's give presents.
I know, right?
Let's do it. Let's give the gift of gratitude and tell somebody for the next 21 days, call somebody, tell somebody to their face, send them a note, send them a message, and tell them, I am grateful for you. God, doesn't that feel good? Like, that gets me excited. Yeah.
I'm just looking around for someone right now. I'm going to go tell the cat how much I appreciate her.
Yes, that's a great idea. Even your cat, your kids, whoever it is, anybody, pick somebody. Thank you so much for calling, Tanya. You have such a great voice on the radio. Have you ever thought of doing radio?
Yeah, I thought about it. Thanks, Charlene.
Keep on keeping on, sister. So I'm just going to kind of go through, and I just want to share what I'm thankful for. I am so thankful for Carter, who is behind the scenes right now. And he sends me the notes of, hey, this person's calling in, this person's there. He makes sure that I look good. He makes sure that I sound good. And he keeps the show going. So I am thankful for Carter. I am so thankful for my sisters, my friends that I have in my life that just enhance my life so much. I'm so thankful for Cornelia Stephanie, who got me started doing this radio show, who is my life coach, my mentor, my friend, and who always believes in me. I am so thankful for all of you out there who are listening to this radio show. I am so thankful for all of you that are going to take this challenge for the next 21 days. And it doesn't matter what today is. It doesn't matter if it's before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this show a year later and you hear it for the first time. Start 21 days. 21 days. Post something once a day that you are thankful for. Additionally, a little bonus, love gratitude exercise. Tell somebody that you are thankful for them. Tell them something that you like about them. Show your gratitude, because feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a gift and not giving it. Thank you so much for sharing in this gratitude love fest with me. You've been listening to the Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge. And it doesn't matter where you are in your life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what burden you may be carrying. You can still feel gratitude, express gratitude, and change that vibrational frequency into one of love and joy, and share it with everyone. You've been listening to The Charlene Hess Show. Thank you so much. Stay in gratitude. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, with your host, Charlene Hess. Tune in every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As Charlene empowers you to shed the layers of your ego and to connect to your heart so that you can live your calling and shine your unique divine light. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit CharleneHess.com. That's CharleneHess.com. See you next time.